Hey everybody, welcome to It's Just a Lot with Hannah Crouch. I am your host, Hannah Crouch, and I'm so excited you're here today. Today's episode, we are going to talk about falling forward. What does that mean? So there's a quote by Denzel Washington that says, just remember whenever you fall to always fall forward. And I love that quote. I think it's really good because all of us fall, all of us fail, all of us mess up and do things that we wish we hadn't done. And sometimes there's not really a way to fix it, but there is always a way to learn from it. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is kind of this idea of letting our mistakes propel us forward and make us better. This episode, oh, happy New Year's Eve. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's New Year's Eve. If you're listening to this the day that it comes out, if you're listening to it after, I hope you had a great new year. I hope that you are, keeping up with all of your goals, doing all the things that you want to do. This episode was going to be about New Year's resolutions because I felt like it was fitting, like, it's New Year's Eve, duh, but I don't know, this has been on my heart a lot recently, and I think I've been, like, learning this about how sometimes there are mistakes that you can't fix. Like, sometimes you commit some wrongs that can't be righted, and that just is what it is, and so we're going to talk about how to grow from that, what to do with that once it's done, because what's done is done. So let's just get right into it today because it's just a lot. Like, actually, it's just a lot. I have a lot. Let's just get right into it. So before we can talk about how to fix the fall or how to get back up from the fall, I think we should talk about why we fall. I'm not going to spend like a ton of time on this because you fall either way, whether you know why or not. But the root of it is just that we're sinful people. Like, you can be the best, okay? You can try really hard all the time. You can overall be a good person, but you're still sinful. And no matter how much you try to not be, no matter how much is really well-intended, you're gonna do things that aren't good. And I think there is an importance in understanding that you are gonna do bad things, and that doesn't make you a bad person, and it also doesn't make the bad thing any better. I think there can sometimes be this idea of like, well, yeah, I did a bad thing, but like, I'm not a bad person. I don't do that all the time, so it's really not that big of a deal. Just because an action is out of character for you doesn't mean that the action isn't bad. Just because you are overall a good person doesn't mean that the action was less harmful or that people are just going to be able to like get over it easier. I do think that if someone's overall like character is proven to be good, then there is like a higher level of grace and forgiveness that people are willing to offer than if it's like a pattern. But it doesn't make the action less hurtful. It doesn't make the action less bad. So why do we fall? Because we're sinful. And something that has always been really helpful to me, I don't know where I heard this. I honestly think it was one of my acting teachers. I think it was. So shout out to Miss Angie D. She's amazing. But there's this idea of fear versus love, and you can either act out of fear or you can act out of love. And our sinful nature and just the way that our minds are wired and we want to protect ourselves, we're kind of like hardwired to be selfish in our flesh. We want to act out of fear. We have this fear that people aren't going to like us, or fear that we're going to lose control of the situation, or fear that people are going to be angry, whatever it is. Like, everybody has different kind of specific motivators, but it comes down to this fear that you're not going to be perceived a certain way, or you're not going to be able to control something. When you let go of that fear and you choose to act out of love for others and love for Christ and how we're supposed to glorify him, we're created to glorify him. Now, I know that not everybody who listens to this podcast is a Christian, so you might be like, bro, I don't care. I don't care. What I want you to hear is that, like, the center of Christ is love. And so if you're someone who would say that, like, you act out of love often, like, get to know Christ, get to know Jesus. Like, I promise you, you will fall in love with him, and it will be the most amazing thing that you've ever done in your life. It's the most important thing you will ever do in your life. But it comes down to fear versus love. And we are generally really fearful people. Whether you consider yourself to be a fearful person or not, I promise you, if you start digging into like, okay, why do I do this thing? Why do I treat people this way? Why do I react this way? When you really like keep peeling back layers and keep peeling back layers, you will find fear. I we'll get into what I was about to say. but it comes down to fear. So why do you fall? Because you're afraid and you're sinful. And there's something called sanctification, which is the process of becoming more like Christ. And that's what starts to happen to you after you've trusted Jesus with your life. Like, that's a process, and it's not linear. It's not just like level one, level two, level three. Like, it's an ongoing thing for your whole entire life. And there's going to be moments where you do not live up to like the standard of being a Christian, right? Like, it can feel like this really heavy weight of like, well, I'm saved, and so I have to be good all the time. Or if you're not a Christian, like, you could just feel this weight of like having to be a good person, and that's not enough. Like, you have to kind of understand that you're gonna fall. You just know that you're gonna fall. Okay, I'm not gonna, like, I could probably talk about that for like 30 minutes, and I'm gonna try really hard to not. And I'm gonna like try to move on about the getting up part. We're gonna talk about that, but I just think it's important to understand that, like, you are going to fall no matter how hard you try not to. So what do you do with that? What do you do after? I think there is such a tendency to just bask in the guilt, right? If you consider yourself to be like not a bad person, and you generally try to honor people well and do the right thing, when you don't do that and you hurt somebody and you make the wrong choice, it's so easy to just want to like lay down in the gutter and hurt and feel bad and try to like run from it and hide it. That's the easy thing to do. Don't do that, okay? It's okay to be hurt. Like, I think sometimes we even feel guilty for feeling hurt if it was our fault, right? It's okay to be hurt by it. Like, when you hurt other people, if you care about those people, you're going to feel bad. That's normal. It's okay. Like, don't beat yourself up because you are also hurt by it. Because your actions affect you too. No matter, you know, which way they're targeted, they affect you as well. So it is okay to feel bad, but don't just like lay down in the gutter and feel guilty for the rest of your life. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to learn from it? Something that I've been thinking through a lot recently is this tendency to kind of like defend ourselves when we do something bad and be like, well, that's not in my character. I wouldn't do that. You know, I talked about two episodes ago and Get Over It, episode four, I talked about how important it is to prove your character, and how people who know you will know if something is believable about you or not, and all of that stuff. Like, if you do something that is out of character for you, prove it, okay? Like, if you do a bad thing and people are like, why did you do that? Like, questioning your character because of your action, it's really easy to be like, well, I've never done something like that before, or like, I don't normally do that. Like, this is so out of character for me. You know this isn't what I want. You know this isn't what I believe. That's not who I am. Prove that. From that point forward, act in a way that defends who you actually are. You're gonna do things that are out of character. Like, I think I should have talked about that a little bit in episode four, of how, like, you're not always 100% going to do what you want to do or what you think you should do. Like, you're gonna mess up. But defend your character. And you don't have to do that with your words. A lot of the time, that is not the best way to do it, because if you've done something that's like, let's say you cheated on a test, okay? If you do that and you get caught, it is really easy to just go to the teacher and be like, I'm really sorry, I've never done that before. Obviously, they're going to question if you've done that before. Like, it's hard when you're hurt or when something bad happens to believe that it's the first time the person has done that. But sometimes it is, right? Like, sometimes that is the first time you cheated on a test and you do genuinely feel really guilty about it. It's not going to be super effective to go to the teacher over and over and over again and be like, I really shouldn't have done that. I'm really, really sorry. I've never done that before. Apologize first. The first thing to do in any situation where you've wronged somebody else is to apologize. Like, go and say you're sorry. Do not expect them to just immediately forgive you. Like, forgiveness is a beautiful thing and it should happen, and I will talk about that, but like, you can't expect people to forgive you. When people are hurt, they're gonna be hurt. You have to allow them the space to be hurt. And you do your part. It is not your job to make them forgive you. It's your job to apologize and to fix what you can, right? So like, using the cheating on the test example, confess, say that you did it, apologize for cheating on the test, take whatever punishment that, you know, whatever consequence, like, take that with a lot of grace. I think there's a way to to take consequences from our actions in a really good way that proves our character. Going back to, it all comes down to character, y'all. Come on. Like, just, you know, take that consequence. So if it's taking a zero, if it's getting a zero on the test, if it's, you know, in a different situation, like if you talked back to your parents, okay, if it's being grounded for a week, don't complain about it. Take that, okay? Like, it can be hard, and it is definitely a moment of, like, swallowing your pride. But if you are in the wrong, like, now it's your job to write whatever you can. Now, sometimes you're not going to be able to write it. You can't take back your actions. There's literally no way to change the past, no matter how much you want to. But life goes on, okay? Sometimes you can't fix it. Like, I know, like, sometimes you just have a bad day, right? Like, you get in a screaming fight with one of your friends, or you know, you talk back to your parents, or you, like, sneak around and you cheat on a test, whatever it is. Like, you do all of these things, and I know the day after, like, you wake up and you're like, what was yesterday? What did I do? Like, why did I do that? And it can feel really easy to just lay in bed and hide from it and bask in that guilt. Get up, okay? Get up, move on with your life. Apologize, fix what you can, and then learn from it. Like, take time to reflect. Take time to go, okay, why did I do that? I think that is really important. So if we're talking, I'm just going to keep using this cheating on the test scenario because it's easy. Why did you cheat on the test? Was it because you feel like you didn't learn the material well and you didn't want to ask for help? Okay, so let's go down that route. I ask myself why, like, 5 times when I'm trying to figure out these things in my brain. I'm like, okay, why did I cheat on the test? Because I didn't feel like I could get an A without cheating on the test. Okay, why did I not feel prepared? Well, because I didn't study. Well, why didn't I study? Because I didn't manage my time well. Okay, well, why didn't I manage my time well? Because I have too many things going on. Okay, why do I have too many things going on? Because I'm scared to say no. Okay, why am I scared to say no? Well, because I really want to please everybody around me. Okay, so why do I want to do that? Because I'm scared of what they're going to think about me. And then that comes down to, okay, well, I'm scared of what people are going to think about me, which is why I felt like I had to get an A on that test. Like, again, fear. but you just keep digging. Like, keep digging. Don't let yourself off the hook. Don't just be like, well, I wanted to. It was the easy thing to do. No. Like, process. Think through. Use your brain. Talk to yourself. It's okay to talk to yourself. It's okay to reflect. I have a counselor. I love my counselor. Seeing her is really helpful in me sorting out my thoughts. Now, you don't have to go to counseling and have, like, a counselor, but seek counsel. Whether that is from a parent or a teacher or someone in your church or just, like, an older friend, but, like, seek counsel from someone who is removed from the situation that you're in, right? So if you get in a fight with your friend, don't go to, like, mutual friends to get advice about it. Like, go get somebody who is fully removed from that situation. So seek counsel, okay? When you mess up, go get advice, go learn from somebody else. It doesn't have to be like a counselor or a therapist. That works for a lot of people, but if that's not you, there are smarter, wiser people who can help you. So let's recap. Find the fear, okay? Find why you did it. Find the root of the issue. Prove your character going from that point on. Don't bask in the guilt, okay? Apologize, fix what you can, accept what you can't. I don't think I've really talked about that yet, but, like, sometimes there are irreversible losses. Sometimes there are consequences that you cannot change. That can be really, really hard, like, really, really hard. But don't, like, fight to fix that. Like, let's say you cheat on your test and you get kicked out of the class. Now, if you really, really, truly feel like it's unfair that you got kicked out of the class, then you can go have a conversation with your teacher about it. But let's say it's in the class policy. Like, it literally says if you get caught cheating on any test, you will be kicked out of the class. You can't fight that. Like, there was a clear outline of what not to do, and you did it. That doesn't make you a horrible person, but it means that you did it. And now the consequence of that is that you are out of the class, right? That is not an invitation to go to the teacher every single day at school and be like, can you please let me back in the class? Can you please? I promise I'm not a bad person. Like, I promise I have never cheated on another test. I was just really scared. I was scared of what people would think about me. Like, just because you find the reason doesn't mean that other people are gonna, like, just be chill with what you did, right? Like, you have to accept sometimes that there are things you can't fix and there are gonna be consequences to that. So find out why you did it for yourself. So you can learn and grow from that, which we will get there. Apologize, fix what you can, accept what you can't, and move on. Don't bask in the guilt of it. So let's talk about growing. Let's talk about learning. Once you find, like I said, find the fear, find why you did it. Once you find that, like, what do you do with that information? Like, okay, I struggle with, you know, I'm scared of what people are going to think about me. What do you do from that? You practice. I think I talked about this a little bit in episode 4, but like, when you find those gaps and when you find things that you struggle with, the only thing you can do is just practice. Like, I know about myself that it is really hard for me to like be actually vulnerable with people. Sometimes I can find myself being like fake vulnerable and, you know, just whatever, like kind of fake oversharing, but not really like talking about things that are bothering me, just talking about everything else. So when I discovered that about myself and I realized that it was negatively impacting my relationships, I just had to start practicing and kind of start answering the like how are you question in a real way and start actually talking about things that were happening in my life that were bothering me or that I wanted to talk about or that were exciting. And like that could be really scary because I hadn't done it before, but it was helpful. It like I am glad that I do that now, and that's something that I work on, because it's hard and you have to practice, because if you don't, you're gonna do whatever you did again. Like, you cheated on the test, okay? So you have to practice. You have to start managing your time better. You have to start saying no to people. You have to start doing like actual physical things. So like, okay, I'm gonna study. So I'm gonna do the very best that I can on this test without cheating on it. You have to do real practical things or it's gonna happen again, because you're a sinful person and your natural bend is to do the wrong thing. So you have to like fight the flesh and fight the fear and like take active steps against it so it doesn't keep happening. Something that I think has been helpful for me is like, you know, when you get caught in a lie or when you just get caught doing something wrong, like when you're a kid and your parents tell you like you can't have a cookie and then you go and you sneak into the kitchen and you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar. Like, remember that feeling. Like, don't stay in the guilt and like don't be ashamed of it, but remember how you felt in that moment. Because for me, I never want to feel that way again, right? I don't like the feeling of letting people down. I don't really know if anybody does, but like, I hate it. I hate when I do the wrong thing and I get caught in it. Like, that's an awful feeling. It just feels like everything is crashing down. Like, I don't stay there. Don't just lay in the gutter. Don't bask in it, but remember it, because that can be a motivator, at least it is for me, to do better and to make myself be better. So kind of use that fall and use how that felt to encourage you and to propel you forward. I think it's pretty straightforward to like learn from it. You know, it can feel very like, okay, well, just don't do that again. But back to like making the practical changes. I know that for me, when something changes in my life, if it's like an inner change, like it's not really something that is going to show on the outside. It's maybe a mindset or it's just how I speak or whatever. Making physical changes in my life is helpful as just like a physical reminder of what is happening on the inside. So whether that is like doing a major closet clean out or rearranging your room or cutting your hair, like I think it can be helpful to just do a thing if something big happens in your life and you're like, okay, I really need a change here. Sometimes it's not something other people are going to be able to see, and it's not for other people. It's not like, oh my gosh, like she dyed her hair, like she's having a mental breakdown, oh no, like something big changed and happened. Like that's not the reason for it. It can just be helpful to be like, something changed here, something has shifted, and because of that, my life is going to look different. I think that that is a healthy and normal thing. It's something that's helpful for me. Maybe it's not helpful for you. Maybe you're like, bro, I don't need to rearrange my room just because I got caught cheating on a test. Like, okay, then don't rearrange your room. But that's helpful for me. Also, I maybe should have said this before, but get comfortable with the fact that maybe people aren't going to forgive you. Like, be okay with the fact that maybe the teacher isn't going to let you back in her class, and maybe she's always going to talk to her family about how you're that student who cheated and she thinks that you're a punk and all of that. Like, that doesn't feel good. I'm not saying that the teacher would be in the right for that or whatever, but like, people are complicated, and whether they forgive you or not, honestly, is more of a them thing than it is a you thing. Now, you don't necessarily, like, deserve their forgiveness. You don't necessarily, like, you don't need it. It is, I know it feels nice. It's a good, like, closure when someone is able to forgive you and be okay with it, but maybe they're not. Like, maybe that's not going to happen, and I think it's important to become comfortable with the fact that maybe there are going to be bridges that are burned and you can't rebuild them, and you did the best you could. I think you just need to know for your own peace of mind that, like, you did the best you could. So do the best you can, and then open your hands up for God to take the rest of it, because, like, it's not possible for you to control somebody else's reaction to your actions, especially when your actions are hurtful. Sometimes people are just going to be hurt. And also, even if they do forgive you, that's not the same as them being okay with what you did, or them, like, even letting you back into their life. They can forgive you and still be like, I don't trust you anymore. I don't want to be around you anymore. You know, your teacher can forgive you and still not let you back in the class. Your friend can forgive you for lashing out at them and still not want to hang out with you for a while. Like, I said this earlier, but sometimes the consequences of our sin are unfortunately very permanent. And you can't necessarily change that. Again, do the best you can. Apologize. Fix what you can. Communicate to them. Like, it's okay to explain yourself and to be like, this is why I did it. But don't let that be an excuse. Just because you did it because you were scared about something doesn't mean that they're just going to forgive you. Just because your intentions were not necessarily, like, bad, they can still be selfish. They can still be, like, inwardly focused, inner focused. I don't know how to say that, but, like, they can be that focused on yourself. Let's go with that. And sometimes, though, the people aren't going to want to, like, continue to entertain you. They're not going to continue to want you in their life, and that is hard, especially if it's an important relationship. You know, if you cheat on a test, you get kicked out of a class, that teacher doesn't like you, okay, whatever, like, you can move on with that. But if it's, like, a close friend, or if it's a family member, or if it's, you know, someone just that you really admired or liked, like, that can be really hard. Don't let it, like, ruin your life. There are other people. There are so many people on this planet that will see you at your worst and know that it is not your everything, and they will be able to forgive you and continue to let you back in their life. Just because certain people are not able to do that, or don't want to do that, or whatever, it doesn't mean that your life is over. Like, the sun will rise tomorrow and you will be okay. I pinky promise. For me, like, I'm a writer, so writing about all of the complicated feelings that come with, you know, being the one in the wrong, writing about it is really helpful to me. I said counseling already. I journal. I guess that's kind of similar to writing, but, like, for me, keeping my like, journal entry, I guess, like, a diary is different than, like, trying to write, like, a piece about it. But I do both of those things. I go to counseling. I pray about it so much. It can feel really, really easy, guys, to mess up and hurt people and think that everyone is going to hate you. And maybe it feels like they do. Like, maybe the people that are closest to you are angry with you. Maybe the majority of the people in your life have a warped view of your character because you did something that was wrong. Something that is a comfort to me, I hope that it will be a comfort to you, is that God literally sees every single thing that you ever do in your life, that you will ever do. Like, he sees all of it, and he still loves you. Like, I think you hear that so much, you're like, oh, like, Jesus loves me, okay. He loves you. Like, he feels so much love for you in his heart, and he wants to know you and will forgive you over and over and over again. And he already knows every bad thing that you're going to do. Like, it's not a surprise to him. He's not like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll forgive her again. He has known everything that you're going to do for your whole life, for longer than that. Since the beginning of time, he has known, I promise, and he still loves you. So it can feel really easy to be like, everybody hates me. Maybe it feels that way, but, like, first of all, the only person who actually, like, the only person whose opinion actually matters is Jesus's, and I promise you, he still loves you. Like, I promise that more than anything. That is sometimes the only thing I'm sure of. So that is the ultimate comfort, right? Like, that you can't lose his love. It's not possible. This is so, like, I don't know, it might seem weird, and maybe it's just because I'm a writer, and so, like, getting things out of my brain onto a paper is really helpful, but there have been times where I have made a list of everyone that I can, like, count on to still love me no matter what happens. And luckily, I have multiple people on that list all the time. I'm very blessed to say that I can, like, put more than two people on that list, but God is always at the very top of it. And that is not a shallow, like, oh, I was raised in church, God will always love me, I guess I'll put him on the list. Like, it is that I have experienced and seen and felt his love for most of my life, and I have experienced his forgiveness. You're not gonna get the forgiveness of everybody. You're not gonna get the love of everybody. You aren't always gonna be accepted back into the lives of everybody that you hurt. But I promise you that God is always going to give you his forgiveness, and his forgiveness is freeing. When you are able to experience the forgiveness of Christ, which I promise you, ask him for it and you will receive it. It's already there, it's waiting for you. When you receive that, and you live in it, and you choose to live in it every single day of your life, it is freedom. Like, you, there's not really a way to explain it. Like, it is just, your soul is at peace, and you can suddenly let go of all of this anxiety of, are they ever gonna forgive me? Are they gonna understand that that was out of character for me? Am I ever gonna get them back? Am I ever gonna get the trust of these people? You can just let all of that go and know, Christ has forgiven me. He made me, and he loves me, and he died for me. Like, he literally died for me. He loves me that much, and he's seen all of this mess that I do. He's seen all of the sin. He's seen all of the bad stuff. Like, there's no way around that. There's no way to pretend that that's not the best freedom in the world. And really, understanding that is how we fall forward. Hurting people is awful. Okay, it is hard, it's not okay, like, it's in the name, hurting people, like, it's really difficult, and it's hard to come back from, but it puts in perspective how much we need Jesus, and how much he loves us, because it's easy to forget, I think, when you're, like, doing really well, and, you know, you're doing good things, and people really like you, it's easy to forget, like, how much you needed to be saved from. And then when you sin and you fall and you see the messiness and the grossness of your sin, you're able to see what God saved you from and how amazing it is that you even have the opportunity to live outside of that and to be more than that. And when people forgive you of your sin and they forgive you when you wrong them, it is such an amazing picture of God's grace. Like, it's just a little bit of a glimpse of how God is a redeemer. And when they don't, you're able to experience even more of the rest that Christ's forgiveness is, because that's able to be enough for you, even though maybe you don't get that from other people, but you get it from Christ. And so you continue to grow in your relationship with him. Really, all of our sin should lead to more sanctification. Every time that you mess up, every time that you hurt somebody, every time that you don't really meet the bar of where you should be, you're able to grow. You're able to learn. So let's recap. We're sinful people. We can choose between acting out of fear or acting out of love. Sometimes we act out of fear. When you do that and you hurt people, you need to find why you did it. It's important to find the fear, find your motivator, learn how next time you can choose love instead of fear. Apologize, say what you did, apologize for doing it. Understand that maybe they're not gonna forgive you. Find comfort in the fact that Christ already has. Ask for help if you need it. Go seek counsel. Go get advice. Fight the fear for next time. Learn how to do better and to be better, and learn that you need to take active steps in your everyday life to be better. You can't just ignore it and expect it to not happen again. It probably wasn't just a one-time thing unless you make it just a one-time thing. Whether that is making a physical reminder or just processing that in your own head, whatever that is, find what works for you. For me, it is prayer and journaling and talking to my counselor. Maybe it's not that for you. Maybe it's different for you. That's okay. Find what works for you. Understand that there sometimes are consequences that you can't fix and you can't change, but also understand that there is more to life than what you lost. There will be more people. There will be more opportunities. It might hurt for a little bit, but you can outlast the hurt. Like, you can keep going. You can move on. You can wake up tomorrow and eat breakfast and take a shower just like you did the week before, and you're going to be okay. Because Christ is a redeemer, and he doesn't leave us to just rot in our sin. And when we choose to live in and access his grace and forgiveness that is thankfully unending, we are so free. We are so free, and we can be so at peace, and it really doesn't matter anymore, like, what other people think about us. And if it's out of your character, prove that it's out of your character. Don't do it again. Like, show it. You don't have to say it. You can just show it. I think that's all I have. That was a lot. It was just a lot, if you will. I hope that was helpful. Getting ready for this episode and kind of making notes for it and thinking through it in my own brain has been helpful for me. I hope it was helpful for you. I hope that you guys had an amazing Christmas. I hope that it was restful. I hope that you have or are having a really great new year. I hope that you're setting goals and you're conquering them and you're holding yourself to a higher standard than you did last year. And also, if you're just surviving, that's okay too. It's okay to take all the time to just kind of rest and regrow and rebuild. You got this. I believe in you. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you liked it, okay, leave a little review wherever you listen to it. Like, you can just rate it like 5 stars, 6 stars, 10 stars, really, like whatever you're feeling. But I'm grateful for you guys, and I am really glad that you tuned in today. So I'll be back. The episodes come out every other Sunday. So make sure you tune in. Make sure you tell your friends. I love you lots. I hope you have a great day. Bye.